Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Beis. We're already halfway down the blot on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we'll be beginning at the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Chavile, bundles of kash, which is straw, and the Chavile, bundles of etzim, of wood, the Chavile Zrodin. What are Zrodin? Bundles of Zrodin. So Rashi tells us that these are min konim, there's various types of reeds that are bundled together, the ognin osam, while they're moist, they're animal fodder. When they dry up, they normally use for firewood. So these types of items, in and of themselves, would all be kosher for schach. However, when they're bundled together, as Rashi points out, only when they're bundled together, they're not good for schach. Individually, they're perfectly good schach, and we'll explain in the Gemara what is the problem. Tosus points out what's considered a bundle. And Tosus over here, this is also the opinion of the Rambam, says, based upon the Yerushalmi, Befarish B'Yerushalmi, De'ein Chavila Pechusami Esrim V'Chamisha Konim. A bundle is considered 25 of them bundled together. There are other Rishonim that have different amounts, but this is the one that's brought down the Halacha. Misha continues and says, some don't have the gears of V'Chulon, but we'll read what we have. V'Chulon Shehitiron Sheros. If you undo the bundle, so now they're loose, pieces of the straw or of wood or of these zrodin, these type of reeds, when they're loose, they're perfectly good for schach. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, v'chulon, in general, ksheros l'dfanos. All of these things that we've been discussing are all kosher for the walls of the sukkah. The walls of the sukkah do not have to be something that is gidule karka, nor do they have to be something that cannot be makabel tumah. Again, there is an opinion, which we'll learn in the Gemara, that says you shouldn't be mamad deschach on something that is makabel tumah. So therefore, the walls can be something that could be makabel tumah, but then the idea is to put a board on it, or something that's not makabel tumah, that is gidule karka, and then have the deschach rest on that. That's called a dover hamaymid. The thing that's actually supporting the schach in this situation is not makabel tumah, is gidule karka, and therefore that would be good, even though the thing that it's supported by, the maimid of the maimid, that is something that is makabel tumah and is something that's not gidule karka. Nevertheless, that lehalacha is not a problem. Now we start the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov tells us, I heard Shamas Minei, the Rav Yochanan, I heard from Rav Yochanan, Tarte two dinim. One of them, Choda, Ha, the Idach, one of them was on our Mishnah, and the Idach was on the next Mishnah that we're going to have, Mishnah below on Daf Tezvav. And that Mishnah is Hachoteit Bagodish Lasos Lasukah. If somebody hollows out for himself from a haystack, a pile of hay, and it's all filled in, and then he hollows out an area underneath to sit in it. Now the hay is perfectly good schach. So he's created a sukkah, but it wasn't intentionally made for a sukkah, nor was the hay on the top of this haystack originally placed there as schach, for shade purposes. So he said, I heard two dinim from Rav Yochanan, one in regards to our Mishnah, and one in regards to the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav, and ain't a sukkah. In both of them, it's not a sukkah. It's not a kosher sukkah. Our Mishnah, we said, if they're bundled together, it's not a kosher sukkah. And there with the haystack that you hollowed out the area to go into it underneath the top layers of hay, so that's also not a kosher sukkah. However, the reasonings behind the two of them being possible were different. Chodah, one of them, and the point is he doesn't know whether it's our Mishnah or the Mishnah on Tesvav, is Mishum Gezeras Otsar. Gezeras Otsar, Rashi tells us, which we can see on the wide lines in the Rashi, the first wide line, this Taima Mishum Gezeras Otsar is Midaraisa Ksheru. It's perfectly good on the Daraisa level to go, and we're understanding right now that an Otsar is a type of storage area which you store food in all year long, or you store items in it all year long, and it has a kosher schach on it, and therefore, on a deraisa level, if you turn that into your sukkah, it will be perfectly good. V'rabbanan hu degazav, but the rabbi said, Shemata omer kein, if we allow this type of a storehouse to be used, ein adam osa sukkah, nobody's going to go make a sukkah. Elo, holech v'ochav yoshein v'yotzaro, b'mokum shol nishtamesh shom koyimos hashana. Now, he's going to use this storehouse instead of making a sukkah. Now, what's the problem with that? It's already made, but when it was put up, it wasn't put up for protecting the people inside of that or the items inside of it from the sun, and therefore it can't be used on a deraisa level. So the rabbi said, if we allowed you to use a storehouse where it was put up for schach, people were going to come to use a storehouse that wasn't put up for schach, and therefore wasn't put up for tzel, and therefore it's a gzera d'rabbanan. So one of them is a gzera d'rabbanan, what we call gzeras otzar, and we don't know yet whether that's our Mishnah, that the reason why you can't use these bundles is because of this gzera, or it's the next Mishnah with the godish, with the haystack. V'chada, and the other one of these two Mishnayos, he said, Rav Yaakov said, I heard from Rav Yochanan, V'chada, mishum tasev lo ben osri. It's the araisa din that a sukkah has to be made l'shem tzel. And if that was already made, not l'shem tzel, and then you want to use it l'shem tzel, then it's not good on a daraisa level. It has to be made l'shem tzel, as opposed to if it was already there in some other format, and then you said, hey, I'm going to use this as my sukkah, and therefore that is no good on a daraisa level. So in other words, one of them was an issa d'rabbanan, this gezeiras otzar, and one of them was an issa d'raisa, because of tasev lo ben osui, and Rabbi Yaakov said, v'lo yadana, haimenayu mishum otzar, v'haimenayu mishum tasev lo ben osui. One of these two mishnayis was an issa d'rabbanan of gezeiras otzar, the other one was an issa d'raisa of tasev lo ben osui, and I don't know which one he said was which. Was the deraisa or mishnah, the chavilei kash, chavilei etzim, chavilei zaydin, a no good midaraisa, and the godish was midarabanan, or no? Our mishnah is the gzera derabanan, and the godish was the din daraisa. That was Rabbi Yaakov's question, his dilemma. So Rabbi Yirmiya tells him, let's figure it out ourselves. Oh, Rabbi Yirmiya, now say it now. Let's see if we can figure out what the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is from the following statement that was made over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Omer, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, why, mipnei, ma, omru, why did the Chazal tell us the Chavilei Kash, the Chavilei Eitzim, the Chavilei Zrodin in our Mishnah, why did they say that those bundles ain mesachim them? You're not allowed to go and use them as schach. Why not? So, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, because pa'omim, sometimes, sha'odim bo'amin ha'sod ba'erev, v'chavil osu ha'ksepo, a person's going to come back at night from this field, and he's going to have bundles over here, either the bundles of kash, or of eitzim, or of zrodin, ha'ksepo, he's going to have them thrown over his shoulder, and he's carrying them home to place them someplace to dry out. They were wet from the field. So, he's going to say, hey, the top of my sukkah is a great place to go and put them. So he's going to go umala. He takes these bundles that he came home with from the field, umenicha gabi sukkoso kedeliavsha, and he'll put them up top of the sukkah to dry out. And then he's going to say, hey, you know what? Why do I bother taking them down? I just made myself a great sukkah. The nimlachala is going to change his mind, and he's going to say, I got a sukkah, and these bundles that I just put up there are going to be for schach. And the Torah tells us, however, that it has to be made specifically over here for the schach purposes, and not that it was already made, and then you said, hey, let's use it for schach. So therefore, in order to make sure that people don't make this type of mistake, Chazal made a gezeira over here that you can never use any bundles. So therefore, it seems clearly, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is a gezeira. Our Mishnah is saying, even if you go and put these bundles up, l'shem schach, you're putting them up, l'shem schach, we don't allow bundles, because sometimes bundles are going to be put up there, and it would be a violation of tasev lo min ha'asui. But here it's not. Here you're putting it up l'shem schach, but the rabbis made a gezeira, because if we allow you to do this now, l'shem schach, putting up the bundles, l'shem schach, other times they're going to be up there, and it's not l'shem schach, it was put up there for ulterior motives, for some other purpose, and then you're going to change your mind, and that would be a violation of tasev lo min ha'asui. So our Mishnah is a gezeira, even when you put it up there, l'shem tzel, l'shem schach, it's no good if it's bundled. Therefore, because our Mishnah is the din of Xeris Otsar, a din the Rabbanon, it must be that the next Mishnah with the Godish, ha mishum tasev ben osri. That next Mishnah with the Godish, that must be the real din daraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, we figured out ourselves that our Mishnah was the Xeris Otsar, the Xer the Rabbanon, and the next Mishnah is the din daraisa. No, why didn't Rabbi Yaakov say this himself? Why did Rabbi Yirmiyah have to come and tell this to Rabbi Yaakov? So Rabbi Yaakov, his problem was, he never heard this before. So he didn't have this statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he didn't have a clue as to which one was necessarily which. Fine. So we learned, bottom line, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that our Mishnah is the Din D'Rabbanan, and the next Mishnah with the Godish is the Din D'Raisa. So more questions this. Amar Vashi, Otu Chavilei Kash, V'Chavilei Eitzim, and the Zrodin, I don't know why it doesn't mention that. Mishum Gzeres Otzer Ikar, Mishum Tasev Lomin Osi Leka. What? Our Mishnah is only concerned with the Din D'Rabbanan. It's not a Din D'Raisa. Why not? Why isn't our Mishnah also concerned of Tasev Lomin Osi? After all, if you put it up there, not L'Shem Tzel, it would be an Issa D'Raisa. It's not good. It's Tasev Lomin Osi. It has to be, and it's not. And furthermore, the next Mishnah with the Godish, V'Achotit B'Godish, that's only a din daraisa, mishum tasev lo ben osui ika. However, mishum gzeres otzer leka, there is no concern for a din darabanan over there. What about the case, which we have already mentioned previously, if you had a tefach of open airspace. So we said then technically that hollowed out haystack right now is not good, but it's considered an ohel, and it's considered the schach is put there l'shem tzel, and when you hollow out the other 9 tefachim, and now you have 10 tefachim of airspace underneath the schach, it is a kashrus sukkah. Aye, so why don't we say that? We don't allow you to do that because of this gezerah, that if we allow you to do that, you may not hollow out one tefach first, and you'll just go and say that this godish, which was hollowed out for some other purpose, is now a perfectly good sukkah, and it's not. So that's a gezerah over there too. So the bottom line is, the Gemara says, both our Mishnah could be the Raisa or the Rabbanon, and the next Mishnah with the Godish could be the Raisa or the Rabbanon. Why did Rav Yirmiyahu force our Mishnah to only be the Rabbanon, and the next Mishnah to be only the Raisa? The Gemara says, Rav Yochanan Amar Lach, how would he respond to this? Rav Yirmiyahu was right. Hacha, in our Mishnah, the Katani, look at the wording. It said, Ein Mesachin Bohen. Now, the Gersa that we have is Lechatchilahu, but some are not Goris the words Lechatchilahu. What it's saying over here is, our Mishnah is telling us you're not allowed to use this in the first place. As Rashi, which continues on to the very top of Yud Beis Amud Beis, says, Ein Masachet Behem implies the Lo Ketani Ein Osukkah. It doesn't say it's not a sukkah. It says you shouldn't use it, implying L'chadchila for Schach, because of a Gezerah that we're concerned that if we allow you to do this, then you'll end up doing it for bundles when it wasn't L'shem Tzel. So that's Mashma, Rashi says, the very top line still, Midaraisa Sukkah, on a Daraisa level, be a perfectly good Sukkah. And therefore, Hilkoch, our Mishnah is talking about, B'menichin Achshav L'shem Schach. When you're putting it up there, L'shem Schach, yet, Midarabonon, we say it's not good, because of this Gezerah. Mishum Gezerah's Otsar. So therefore, we don't allow you to do this. But only Midarabonon. On a Daraisa level, Midaraisa Shaper Dummy. It would be perfectly good, because this is good schach, you're putting it up the l'shem tzel, so it should be perfectly good. And that's why Tosa says, we're not goris the words l'chatchila over here. But the Eved, nami lo mahani midirabanan, because it's not even good midirabanan, because it's a gzera d'rabanan. When you say it l'chatchila, it implies that bid the Eved, it would be good. But here it's not good even bid the Eved because of this gzera. That's why Tosa says, you're not goris the word l'chatchila. But in the next Mishnah with the Godish, Hosom diktani ain't a sukkah. There it says definitively, this is not a good sukkah, which implies it's not a good sukkah on a deraisa level. Afilu d'yeved, mid'araisa nami ain't a sukkah. It is not a kosher sukkah, even on a b'di'eved level, because deraisa, it is no good. And therefore, that Mishnah was talking about, and you just hollowed out without leaving that initial tefach space at the beginning to make the top schach, and in that situation, it's not good deraisa, even b'di'eved. Now the Gemara continues and says, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rav, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, Sichicha b'chitzin zuchorim. If you were to go make the schach out of chitzin zuchorim, a male arrow, what exactly is a male arrow and a female arrow, which we're going to be talking about. So in general, throughout Shas, when we use the idea of male, we're using something that is inserted into something else. Just like when a man has relations with a woman, so he's the insertive partner, and the woman is the receptive partner. So in general, when you're building something, you say this is a male type of a peg or utensil, and this is a female receptive type of a utensil. So we use the same terminology in the Gemara over here. So a male arrow, that means that the shaft of this arrow is being inserted into the arrow itself. So the arrow has a base kibble, a receptacle place, for the shaft of the arrow to be inserted into it. So that type of schach is perfectly good because it's just over here, the shaft part, which we're calling the chitzin zecharim, that has no base kibble to it. It's a shtick wood, it's a plain piece of wood, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. It's gedulei karka, it's not makabel tumah. Sichicha b'chitzin zecharim k'sher, perfectly good schach. However, if you're taking b'nekevos, you're taking these chitzin nekevos, which have a receptacle place, here you have the arrow part, the pointy part is inserted into the female shaft, and therefore this shaft has a base kibble, and therefore it is a kli, and it's considered makabel tumah, and that's why if you go and put up schach with these chitzim nekevos, they're psula, they're not good schach. So the Gemara says, Zucharim kishera pshita, isn't it obvious? After all, it's not a utensil, it's a shtick wood, it's a plain piece of straight wood, and a plain piece of straight wood is not a kli, and therefore, of course, it's good schach. What's the chiddush over here, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? Someone says, no, not so clear. Mal detema, maybe we thought that you should make a gzer over here. Nigzor zucharim atu nekevos. You might have thought that just since the female arrows, the ones that have a base kibble, are no good, the male arrows look very similar to it. And if we let you use the male arrows, you may end up using the female arrows, which are makabel which are makabel tuma, and therefore it wouldn't be good. So therefore, I might have thought that nigzar zuchar motin akevus, which make a gzeira, that you can't use the male arrows, the chitz in zucharim, because of the chitz in the cables that are no good, kamash v'lon, that we don't make such a gzeira. Oh, that was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Schiddush. Mor says, Amar Mar, same thing, b'nikevos psula pshita, why would I think that the nikevos are good? Of course they're no good. They have a base kibble, they're a kli, and of course they're no good. Why do I need Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav to tell me that the nikevos are psula? So Mor says, a similar idea. Mal d'tema, no, I might have thought that since this is a base kibble, ha'osui l'malos, since this is a base kibble that is going to be filled. The base kibble normally of a kli is something that can accept something in it, but then you pour it out, then you put something in, then you take it out. So therefore, it goes in, it goes out, it goes in, it goes out. And that's a regular base kibble, a receptacle type of a kli, and that type of a kli is makabel tuma. But here, once you screw in the arrow into this female shaft, so then it never comes out. It stays there. So therefore, this is what we call a base kibble ha'osu l'malos. It's a base kibble that is intended to be filled up and then not taken out. And therefore, lo shmei kibble. I might have said that that's not a real base kibble in regards to ilchus tumah v'tara. And therefore, in regards to the schach, it isn't something, this chitzin nikevos, aren't something that is truly a kli, it's not truly a base kibble, it's not truly makabel tumah. Therefore, kamash malon, the chiddush is, yes it is. And therefore, that's why Rav Yehuda Marav is a chiddush to tell us that the chitzim zuchorim are kshera, and the chitzim nekevos are in fact psula. So, there is a chiddush involved in both of them. Mark continues and says, Amar Rabba bar bar chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, another statement that was made in the name of Yochanan, this one by Rabba bar bar chana, he said, sechicha b'yanitze pishton psula. If you go and put up as the schach, anitze pishton. What are anitze pishton? So Rashi tells us in the Ramas, l'schocha b'anitze pishton psula, shekein ru'uya litame b'negoyim. As it says in the Mishnayis, in Bamei Madlikin, in the Gemara, in the second paragraph of Shabbos, it tells us, ha'onetz shel pishton mishis lavdu. There's a ball of flax over here, this bundle of flax. So when until the time that it is whitened, that's what anitzi, pirish anitzi means, li'ach shetiknu b'masrek, after it's been combed with some sort of a comb, v'osan onetz shekorin rishta, it's made into this anitzi pishton. So this anitzi pishton is, in fact, not capable of being used for schach, because it can be metabol tumas negayim. Again, tumas nega applies to people, to houses, and here to clothing. So this is considered something that can accept tumah. If it accepts tumah, it can't be used as a schach. Now, not everybody agrees with this. Tosos himself brings down other opinions that say that we're dealing here with threads, and that's why the makabel tumah, but he goes through a whole shock of a tiger. It's a long, big tosos here at the bottom of the daf. So whatever exactly the hanitze pishton are, they can be makabel tumah of some sort. And therefore, that's why Rabba Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Yochanan that for certain the hanitze pishton can't be used as chach psula. As opposed to the hutzne pishton kshera. Hutzne pishton, Rashi tells us, shamati Rav Yochanan, that they kshera, that Rabba Bar Bar Chana heard from Yochanan that they're good, because kishuhu behutzin shelo kimo shegadal, they're still in their like original state as they grow, they're still in their original format that they grew in. V'lo nashra b'mei hamishra, they haven't yet even been soaked in the flax pool. V'lo nofetz b'machteshes, they haven't been beaten with the normal beating that's done to these flax fibers, and therefore that certainly is not makabel tumah of tumas negayim, and therefore behutznei pishton definitely kishera, that can be used as schach. That's gedulei karka. That's not makabel tumah. So we have the two extremes. We have this anitze pishton that, however it is, they're makabel tumas negayim, and therefore they're gedulei karka, but they're makabel tumah, so they're no good for schach. Then at the early end of the processing, when you just picked them from the ground, they're no longer attached to the ground, but you haven't soaked them yet in the flax pool, and you haven't beaten them, so then they're definitely not makabel tumah, and they're gedulei karka that aren't mechubah to the ground, they can be used as kosher schach. Now we have the in-between state, the hushne pishton, which Rabba Bar Bar Chana says, in the name of Rav Yochanan, I'm not sure what that is, and therefore I don't know what the halach would be in this in-between state of hushne pishton. And then on his own, Rabba Bar Bar Chana says, v'hushne atzbun eni yodeya, I don't know what this hushne itself is either. And he explains, Manushach, do we say over here, e dayik v'lo nofitz hushne karle, do we say, if it hasn't yet been dayik, dayik means that it hasn't been beaten, Rashi says, b'machteshes, it hasn't been pounded, lonofotz b'masrek, and it hasn't yet been combed. Is that what you're calling hushnei? V'amar b'hu ein yodeh, and that's what Rav Yochanan said, I don't know what it is. However, avol tori, if it's been soaked, below dike, but not yet beaten and combed, hutznei korile, then it's called hutznei, which is definitely not considered yet makabel tuma. Is that really what hushnei is? It's beaten but not combed, and it's already been soaked. Odilmo, maybe it has been soaked. Tari, however, velodaik, but it hasn't been beaten yet. That's also called hushne. Nami hushne korile. So in this first stage, where it's been soaked but hasn't yet been beaten, that is the question. We don't know what its status is. Is that like hutzne and it's kshera, or is that like the anitze pishton and it's not kshera? So that is what Rabba Bar Chana said over the name of Yochanan in his own edition as well. Now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Hani shushe u'shvatzre, this item called shushe and shvatzre, what are these? So Rashi tells us that shushe is something called playa, it's a foreign word, which means pirush in the Laz, it says ilanos betelim, or ilanos srak, these are non-fruit-bearing trees. So these shushe are non-fruit-bearing trees wood, or you have the shvatzre, Rashi says that this is Arniza, which in the Laz it tells us that this foreign word that Rashi uses means the La'ano, which is the shorish of a migdal esav mar, some sort of a root of a bitter type of an herb. And Rashi says that both of these two things, these shushe and shvatzri, are mina yirokos, are types of vegetables. The Rebbe Makir, and he says that his Rebbe says that the shvatzri is something known as falkira, which is the leaves all of Ruchavin are very wide, the gadol b'yarmin, it grows in the forest. In any event, Rav Yehuda, the Amori, says that these two types of growths, the shushe and the shvatzre, you can use them for schach. On the other hand, Abaye disagrees. Abaye Omar, yeah, b'shushe mesachin. I agree with you in regards to the shushe, that can be used for schach. However, the shvatzre, lo mesachin, that you're not allowed to use for schach. Why not? My taima. So we turn to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Kivon. The sare rechayu, it is very foul smelling, and therefore shavik. Now the girsa that we have is lahu, but more properly it should be la. You'll leave it such a sukkah that has such type of a schach benofik, and you go out of it because it's so foul smelling. And therefore, if a sukkah can't be stayed in because it makes it foul smelling, so on sometimes it's on a daraisa level if it's so foul smelling. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that that doesn't fulfill teshu kein taduru, that you can't live in it like you live in your house. And if it's so foul-smelling, so then you're not yotze, even on a derice level. But if it's foul-smelling on a lesser extent, that it would just bother you, so then bid the evid after the fact, it is kosher. But in any event, you shouldn't use them l'chatchila, that's for sure, because they're foul-smelling. So Abaye disagrees with Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Rav Chanan bar Rava says, Hani hisme vehige, you have various types of thorns and thistles, misachibu, they're perfectly valid for schach. But again, here, Abaye disagrees. Abaye might, no, depends. Behisme, I agree with you in regards to the hisme, those types of thorns, misachinon, that you're allowed to use. However, behige, in these other types of thistles, lo misachinon, you're not allowed to go and use a mischach. Why not? My timer. Because kivan denatre tarfayu, because their leaves are going to be constantly falling off into your soup. So these hige are going to be similar to the foul odor. They're going to make it unpleasant to go and stay in such a sukkah. And therefore, shavik lo, a person is going to leave the sukkah, benofik, and he's going to go outside, and therefore he won't be able to say the mitzvah sukkah. So therefore, don't use them l'chatchila for your schach. Similar idea to the foul smelling, as well as these annoying types of schach. Abaye says in both situations they're no good, whereas Rav Yehuda, and now in the case of Rav Chanan bar Rava, said, no, unless they're really horrible odor, or unless they're really going to not let somebody stay there, that you can't be yotzei, even teshu came to do, even a little bit like you would live in your house, so then they're allowed to be used even l'chatchila. Now, obviously, in the situation where these thorns or thistles are falling into your soup, so there obviously still has to be enough schach left that you still have kosher schach, because otherwise, if the schach falls off, obviously the sukkah isn't kosher, and the schach should ideally be able to be there for all 7 days. Since it's a relatively short share, we'll go a little bit weiter. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav, Rav Gidl said it over the name of Rav, Hai afkuso de dikla, you have a certain type of growth that grows around the bottom of the palm tree. So this is considered also acceptable schach, b'sachim b'hu. You are allowed to use this for schach. Rashi says, this is motza hadekel kishu somuch l'karka. This is right near the bottom of the tree, near the ground. These growths come out of it. Dukronim harbe savi savi. They're like little spears that come out of it all around the palm tree at the bottom. And he says, Apogav the Agidi, even though these are bundled together, as Rashi says, Shemuchubarun anfeo ilun yachad. These little strips of the tree are all bundled together naturally. The Dobi lechavilin, the Amorin, and they're similar to the chavilin that we had said earlier in the shir, that Emasachibhem, nevertheless, these are allowed to be used. So Afogav the Agidi, even though they're bundled, this is what's called Eged Bidei Shomayim. This is, so to say, bundled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Loshmi Eged, it doesn't ruin it because of the concept of binding, of being in a bundle, Eged. And this is true. Afogav the Hoder Ogedlu. Now, even if you were to take one of these pieces of the palm shoots and you were to go and bundle it, why would you do so? So Rashi explains, Hanafim Shomala, that you may go bundle these higher up branches, kidei lashkivon, in order to lie them flat, because otherwise they curl up. Meneshim mispatzlin lekan lekan, like we say, the horns of antlers of an animal are called mispatzlin. They're curly cue. They're all over the place. They're not straight lines, and they're not going to fill in the space in the schach well. The nokfil amala, they're going to rise upwards. Vein sot min hanekev, they're not going to plug in that area of the schach that you need to have plugged in, that area of the roof that you want to plug in with schach. So therefore, even though you're going to bind each one by itself, in order to tie it down so it stays straight. So Avogav, the Hadar Ogidlu, even though you're going to bundle each one individually, that's Igid Bechad. When you're bundled with one, Loshme Egid. That's not called Egid, and there's no problem with doing so. Likewise, we have a similar din. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ravina Bar Shila. Ravina Bar Shila made the following statement. Rav Chista said it in his name. We'll have other statements in Mishnah tomorrow in the name of Ravina Bar Shila. In any event, Rav Chista says the name of Ravina Bar Shila, Hani Dokre Dekani. If you have these, Dokre are like these swords or these spears or stalks of the reeds, Mesachabem, you're allowed to use them as well for Schach. Af Agav Diagide Ninu, even though they're also all naturally bound together. This is the exact same thing as we just had a moment ago with the palm shoots. So, Eged, Bidei Shemayim, Lo Shmei Eged, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, bundled them together. So therefore, that's not considered bundled together like the Teven or the Zrodin that we talked about previously. And therefore, so to Ovir, Avogav the Hoder Ogedlu, even though you have to go and bind them, each one individually by itself, so it shouldn't curve up and not be filling in the space that's open on the ceiling, it's the same exact thing, and it's therefore acceptable, even though it's bundled, because it's bundled one and not bundled with others. And we have a brisa to support the ruling of both of these Amaroyim, Rav Gidol Amar Rav, and Rav Chista Amar Ravina Bar Shela. It says, Tanya Nami Hochi, the brisa says, Konim v'dokronin, these shoots over here that come off from the palm tree, or that come off over here from these reeds, misachiben, one is allowed to go and use them. Gemara says, Konim Shita, why would you think otherwise? What's the chiddush over here? So Gemara says, Ema konim shel dukronim v'sachibhem. No, it's telling us over here that these konim are the ones that we're talking about, that they curve up and that they're bundled by themselves to others at the bottom of the tree, so it looks like they're bundled together. That's what it's referring to. And the konim are not konim by themselves, which of course are good, but it's these konim shel dukronim that we're referring to, and they are kosher as well for schach. This is a good break point, even though it's a relatively short shiur. We'll stop over here. Hope everybody's enjoying this wonderful Masechet of Sukkah. Have a wonderful day.